Welcome in to Nuggets Europe. It's been a minute, so welcome in, everybody. Presented by NBA 2K21, now available on the PS5. If you're like me and you can't get past the Western Conference semifinals, you know you must be a Nuggets fan. Welcome in, Ben, Andrea. Ben, first of all, man, welcome in.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
It is good to be back. It's definitely been a minute, and that's my bad, but now we're in lockdown. We can just do this every day. We'll do it live after the game tonight. See that. Andrea, hello, my friend. Obviously, Nuggets Europe Italia. Welcome into the season. I know you're on the draft show as well. It's been a minute as well, man.
Yeah, good to be back.
Excellent. We're going to talk about last night's game against the 76ers and tonight's game against the Knicks in a minute. Great to get a win last night, boys. And I think we can talk about that in a little minute. But it's definitely been an interesting start to the season. And it's been a start that I guess none of us really expected. Like, obviously, the Nuggets now sitting 4-5, 11th in the conference. Correct me if I'm wrong there, but the last time I checked, it was 11th anyway, Ben. Just starting with yourself, Ben, what's been your sort of opinion or mantra so far this season? And are you disappointed or are you more like, you know, there's a long time to go? Or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, slightly disappointed, obviously, with the start, especially in both of those Kings games. I feel like we let them slip away from us. We shouldn't have ever been in that position. Without, you know, no disrespect to the Kings, we're a much better team than they are, and to see us play the way we did against those. But hey, look, we had so much change in the off season. I still have every confidence that this team is going to pick it back up. They're going to find their rhythm. Something's going to click, and when it does click, we're going to get back on the right path.
Let's hope so, man. Andrea, I don't know if you watched that Kings game, that season opener, because for me, I'm sure like Ben, that was a very horrible 5 or 6 a.m. finish. Like the end of that game, oh my God, was just, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, better not. Luckily, I haven't watched that live because, yeah, I prefer sleeping. But I watched it in the morning and it was not very pleasant, yeah. But yeah, there's some, you know, that's not the beginning of the season that we hoped. But I think, yeah, is it true that we never had the starting lineup, you know, because Green missed the first four games and then MPJ is out now. So you don't have the full, you know, the full lineup. But I think, yeah, it's early.
It is indeed. And I think you've actually went on to a very important point there. You know, obviously there's no bubble now, Ben, but the whole point about this game last night against the Sixers, 115-103, and obviously Joel Embiid doesn't play. Ben Simmons doesn't play either. So it's great to get a win, but if you're not actually playing the full team, you're not playing that good team, are you? Or, you know, if that makes sense, it's great to get a win, but the Nuggets weren't really massively tested. Or do you disagree with me?
I think we needed that. I think especially in that first quarter, they came out and they played really well. They played really hard and they played with a lot of heart. And I had to take my hat off to those rookies. And I mean, Maxi played out of his mind. It was really something else to watch the way he played. It gave us a bit of a shock. We needed that third quarter massively. I mean, when we came out of that third, we needed to go on a big run so that we could get some rest for tonight for our stars. I think that was the most important thing. But hey, look, a win is a win. It's not one that I'll stand up and shout from the hilltops. I think we all wanted to see that Embiid-Jokic matchup. But we'll get it further down the line, and hopefully we can get a win over them with their full roster. And but yeah, listen, I think we needed that win desperately, and you know, I'll take it.
Take it and run, as they say over here, man. Andrea, obviously, as Ben sort of pointed to there, you know, it's good to get that win as well. Did you get to catch the game last night? Obviously, an early start. It was on TV for us here. I'm presuming it was on TV in Italy as well.
Yeah, it was on TV as well. And I completely agree with Ben. We needed that win. And of course, you know, it wasn't the game we expected. And if we wouldn't win this game, probably deleted my account on Twitter. you know, yeah, we desperately needed a win, and you know, it's The COVID protocol, NBA COVID protocol, I think it's just been ridiculous in this situation, but these are the rules and we can't do anything.
Just obviously, if you have any comments or notes, folks, please note them all and we'll try and read them all out. It looks, Ben, like you're Miroslav's favorite, which I'm not offended by. Neither is Andrea. Favorite Nuggets player of all time? Before we jump, I mean, do you want to give a one-word answer? Lads, Carmelo, Ben, am I guessing? Or is that...
I mean, Carmelo made me a Nuggets fan. So I'll always have a very special place in my heart for Carmelo. But do you know what? It's weird. I have to say Jokic. I genuinely believe, and I read something from someone the other day that said, I truly believe that he will be potentially a top 20 player ever. And I was thinking about it. I was thinking the way he plays. And I don't think it's going to be long until it's a general consensus that people are calling Nikola Jokic the greatest basketball player on planet Earth. I don't think we're too far off of that. And I'm looking for, and I think in terms of through the entire tenure of how long I've been a Nuggets fan, he's been my favorite player to watch. He's got me the most excited about our future. We're the closest to a championship we've been in my kind of era of supporting this team. So I'm going to go with Jokic. I just have to.
Andrea, sorry, Ben, I made a button. Are you the same, Andrea? Yeah.
Yeah, Joker. Me too. 100%.
Well, look, I will say this, full house, all in, Joker. Mm. It actually brings us on to our next topic. So I'll start with you, Ben, obviously, man. Seriously, like, I think if Jokic is playing for the Lakers or hell, even the Nets at the minute, because, you know, going by the hype that everyone has over here for certain teams, love the coverage in Sky, don't get me wrong, but I think there'll be a lot more talk about his performances. Like, unbelievable start to the season for Jokic. Mm-hmm. Didn't get the triple-double last night, if I'm right. From
no, rebound
last short. Last night was a blur for me. But here, some start to the season.
One rebound short of another one last night. Yeah, he's been unstoppable. He's been absolutely unstoppable. And I think what was nice to see him play around with Dwight Howard last night, because the rhetoric was, oh, Dwight Howard knows how to get into Jokic's head and he's physical with him and all that sort of stuff. And Jokic just said, okay, I'll get you in foul trouble then. You know, I'm going to do stuff that, you know, he was so unpredictable with what he was going to do that his footwork is getting better and better and better every single time I watch this guy play. And that was on full show last night. So, I think he's definitely in the front running for MVP. If he was playing, like you say, for a Lakers or a Celtics or a huge market, then he would no doubt be number one at the moment in everyone's opinion. But people are riding that Luka Doncic train. They're riding, obviously, everyone wants to see LeBron win another MVP. But I just want to see Jokic break down that door. And... I genuinely believe this could be the season that he does it.
Coming there, third time he's short of one rebound before getting a triple. Yeah, he should have got it last night. I mean, it's not even as if I was watching the DMVR post-game show and Eric was laughing about it. Like, he should have got it in that sense. And as awesome as he has been, he's still getting the short end of the stick in calls. I got a question there about who's the best baller out of us three. We'll maybe look at that in a second. But Andrea, for you, I mean, I don't know if you've put money on this whole MVP situation. Jokic is definitely in that conversation at the minute, isn't he?
Is not only in the conversation right now. He is the MVP, no doubt about that. Really, I really think right now he is the best player in the league. Right now, in this moment, in this exact moment, he is the best player in the league, and I'm sure of what I'm saying.
Excellent. I like it. Well, look, this here is a very interesting question. Here, who's the best baller out of you three? I mean, I'm just going to step away from this. I mean, I don't know who's the best here. I mean, do any of you guys actually play day in, day out, or like even for the crack at the weekends or what?
I played a lot when I was younger, but my problem is I can't shoot. So I can shoot free throws, but I can't shoot. I can rebound the ball. I used to be able to dunk the ball, not so much anymore. But I'll probably give that to Andrea. Because I see that Andrea can shoot. I've seen that he can shoot the ball, so I'll
hand that to him. I play here in Italy, like very low league, but I started playing since I was five, and yeah, I'm pretty good.
Well, if there's a game in Paris or London, we're gonna have to do like a shoot around or something. Here, look, I tell you what, I can do nothing except shoot.
Okay,
I can shoot.
We should combine.
It's the most important thing.
It is, but I can't run, so it's like I'll be out of breath after that. But like getting to the half court, like, oh my god. Seriously, like, Miroslav has a comment about tonight's game, which is at 11 o'clock in the UK and Ireland and midnight in Central Europe. We will look at that in 1 minute, lads, because I wanted to look at one more topic before we actually done that. And that is Gary Harris. Two or three games in, Benjamin Mann, like, what was your opinion on Gary Harris' start to the season? And what's your opinion on him now? Obviously, a good game last night.
I was very worried. Malone, the thing with Gary is I always find is that there is no way he doesn't start, right? Malone is never going to not start. If Gary Harris is fit and healthy, he starts. And I mean, at one point he was at like, what, 3 for 25 attempts on the season from beyond the arc. It's not like him. I just think last night was every time he shot that ball, I knew it was going in. It just something about it just felt he looked more confident. He looked like his decision making was much better, and he was even in just in the way he was shooting the ball, it looked more pure. And if he can get his percentage up to even just above 30%, I mean preferably 35% and above would be great. But if he can get it to above 30%, that's huge for us. That's massive for us, you know, because he's always going to be in space. Jokic draws so much attention. That you know, either him or Barton or someone else who's playing MPJ is gonna be in space. So if he can get it just above 30%, preferably 35, it's gonna be massive for the Nuggets going forward.
And Andrea, obviously, Minnesota last Sunday, I think it was last Saturday or Sunday, he only had 2 points, and then last night, obviously, 5 3-pointers. It's some difference, isn't it?
I think it's just a confidence problem. I think it's just confidence because we saw what kind of player he is. And, you know, just 4 years ago, he was like one of the potential stars in the team. So he has a big contract, but those money are worthy if, you know, he play like he can play. And we saw what he can do. So, yeah, I think it's just a confidence problem, you know. It's just, and yesterday he played really good, and yeah, maybe he has gained more confidence, you know, in this game, and we'll see.
Hmm. I saw a stat that he, I think it was plastered all over Nuggets Twitter, but it was Gary Harris has the highest field goal percentage at the rim for any guard in the league. I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that was the stat. So, you know, the way Gary cuts so well, you know, and I think a lot of that has to do with Jokic. Obviously, he's going to always, Gary cuts, Jokic is going to find him, right? But yeah, incredible stat. So he's obviously still got it, you know, offensively. It's just that jump shot. And I think Andrea is totally right. That confidence is definitely the main issue.
There are
at least he might have some market, you know, even for trade.
Very hard to notch up. C tier at best. But this is the thing. Whether we agree with this or not, I think it is really good because we all have this. We all have different, and we're all talking about the team. You know, this is the only sports team in Denver doing anything at the minute because the Avalanche hasn't started yet. And there's a lot of opinions about this team. They have not started well, but they are getting maybe to that level. And they obviously have to find it quickly and maybe go on a little run, maybe starting tonight. Obviously, just start with yourself, Ben. Your thoughts ahead of tonight, obviously, this next game tonight. It's in New York. And Miroslav has asked us all a question. Who scores more, Randall or Murray? What do you think?
I don't want to say Randall. I'm going to say Jamal because I have to say Jamal. Ben.
I'm going to say Randall.
Yeah?
I just can't do it.
Jokes apart, he's really good this season. He's been really good.
He has. I just don't want to do it. Even though I probably believe it's going to be the truth, I just don't want to do it. But,
I really didn't expect that. I really didn't. But yeah.
Yeah.
He's averaging 22.6 points a game at the minute. That's
obviously we're going to get the win. Obviously,
of course,
he's gonna score like 30, and we're going to get the win. It's okay.
What, Andrea? I'll start with you, man. What's your like? What you're obviously saying about us winning tonight, but what's your thoughts around this game? Do you think it'll be a difficult matchup against the next team that has started relatively well so far?
Yeah, they started really well. They started well. We play, you know, in Madison Square Garden, which is obviously great, even we without fans. And yeah, I think it's gonna be not an easy game. Definitely not an easy game because they really, you know, they play really well. You know, they you know don't have big names in the team, but they have you know they really can play. They really can play this season, and I really don't know. I think maybe we're going to win this game, but it's not going to be easy.
And we don't like doing things the easy way. Do we? Especially against teams like this.
Like yesterday.
yeah, for sure, right? And look, Randall is averaging 22.6, 12, and 7.3 assists a game. So he's obviously, you know, but Jokic is averaging 24.7, 11.3, and 11 assists a game. So, you know.
He's the MVP.
For sure. Absolutely. it's not going to be an easy game tonight. The Knicks are playing a lot better than everyone anticipated. But yeah, I think we've still got enough to do them tonight.
Yeah.
And hopefully put together our first winning streak of the season. I mean, that would be nice. Going nice, get a bit of confidence going forward.
5-5, even money. Yeah. here, before we go, last couple of points. Like, that game is not on TV tonight. It's on League Pass, which is just fantastic. And, you know, going by the fact that the 76ers broadcast last night on Sky, I'm presuming... Andrea, you had the same over in Italy, like the broadcast for that. I thought, I mean, I know Ben, you were saying last night, I thought the comments were a disgrace in regards to Jokic. Like,
that's just funny. It is. It's just, I mean, you can only laugh. It's like, it's sad, you know, some of the things that they were saying. I think at one point they said, oh, this is Jamal Murray's team. And there was a lot of very strange digs being thrown at Jokic. But yeah, it was... yeah, I mean, I was a bit speechless, to be honest with you. But, you know, you come to expect it when you play Philly. So, you know, the less said about that, the better from me. So.
I love that comment from Miroslav. We have too many healthy guys to win on the second night of a back-to-back. We really do.
Yeah.
We really do. Oh, man. Here, I'll tell you what. Let's give our predictions. I'm going to say, first off, the Nuggets are going to win by 5 points in overtime. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, second night of a back-to-back. What's better than overtime, eh? Especially when we've got to get up on a Monday. I think we win. I think we win by 8 points. I'm going to be optimistic. 8 points. 8-point win.
I'm going to say more than 10 points. And we are going to see a lot more of Faku tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I love how we went 19 minutes and 57 seconds and didn't talk about Faku, Andre. Sorry, Andre, go on. Sorry.
No, I just say, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but...
Time will tell.
And that's the thing with the rotation. It's like, I think it's very much based... Especially with MPJ out and then obviously having Jermichael Green out previously. We're seeing all these different rotations against teams. I think... every single game is going to be different. So establishing some continuity is going to be important going forward when we got all our guys healthy. But for now, it's just a case of, you know, against Dallas, it was like, oh, Dallas are playing big. Let's throw Isaiah Hartenstein in there. And Faku didn't get any minutes. So yeah, game by game basis, I'd like to see more Faku. I think he's been playing well, but again, it's going to have to, in terms of Michael Malone, it's going to have to be the right team and the right situation. So we'll see.
Time will tell. Lads, appreciate your time. Hopefully, if we're doing this again, maybe during a week or next week, we're still talking about Jokic in an MVP caliber conversation. Who knows? Who put £25 or €25 on him 3 weeks ago? So who knows what's going to happen this season? But lads, a pleasure as always. Obviously, again, the next game is tonight at 11 o'clock enjoy it, because as far as I know, there's no game before 2 a.m. for the next few days. So appreciate your time, lads. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, all the best. Thanks for having us on.
Always a pleasure.